And I could change the world with my own two hands, make it a better place with my own two
hands. Good morning, my friends. Well, at least for me, it's morning. You might be listening to this in the evening, or in the middle of the day, or not on the day or in the week when Greg and I have prepared this. We shared messages yesterday, Greg and I think later tonight he might be able to post this, as we say, and send it off, and then we can read this. Be taken into this quiet and the Word of God together. And that's so much of what we continue to need to do. The Word calls us to be together. Emphatically this week, the readings are about, in John's Gospel, the wonderful story about being pruned, about the vine and you and I, the branches. But hearing it and listening to it deeply, the serious responsibility of being pruned. And so that means in the richness of real life that there's sort of a cutting and a, not just cutting back, but cutting off particular parts of a vine before they misdirect, before, as an early stage, if the pruner's there in time, would not sap the energy from the vine, which continues to want to grow. So it's not an inhibition, it's a direction. And I'm already into it, aren't I? But we're already into spring, and before too long, probably summer. I was able to garden yesterday with this beautiful image with me, and the desire I have still in my life to bear fruit, and I'm sure you do as well. That might be why we're here, right now, in this moment, claiming it as a quiet, fertile one to be more fruitful. A fruitful one, so that we might love and serve others. Thea Bowman, a Franciscan woman who was born Methodist of a family with a grandfather who had once been a slave, is being remembered again now especially. And she had lived around Baltimore because of her incredibly deep and important ministry. And one of her phrases I think I raise up here, and it's in almost every time we reach to each other here, and I do to you, and it's that simple phrase, are you walking with me? Are you walking with me? And sometimes we listen to that within ourselves. Am I walking with myself? Am I remaining, as we hear in John's first letter from us, am I remaining? Am I staying on the path? Am I on the way? And if I'm not, can I find the hope to find my way back? Sister Thea was an exceptionally hope-filled woman. She suffered many years with very painful cancer, bone cancer, and she said a beautiful expression that's becoming mine more and more. I want to live until I die and to live fully. To live until I die and live fully. And that's really the readings here. I mean, this was the suffering of the community of John and the early church and many others who longed to live fully. And they knew it wasn't an easy journey. And so they needed each other in it. And no wonder we're here together and listening and taking some time and stepping into quiet right now. Letting our hearts swell with the promises of God's love, that we would be fruitful, that we are one in Christ, members of one body, that we truly are branches of that one vine. I am the vine. You are the branches. And whoever remains in me and I in them will bear much fruit. And he continues, because without me you can do nothing. And you know, and maybe you smile at that. I do sometimes. It's not just it's not a condemnatory statement. It's just a statement of truth. You know, what plants can grow without roots and soil, except, you know, the beautiful ones that are grown hypoponically or whatever that phrase is in water. Then too, though, they're rooted in something. And you and I are rooted in the Lord. Not only that, we are vines growing up and out of the very tree of life. John, in his first reading, also speaks to this when he says, "Children, let us love not only in word or speech, but in deed and truth." In other words, really be rooted in it. Not just words that fly off here or there, neat ideas. I can be full of them, but, you know, maybe full of it. But what the deeper sense is, what is deep in a deed, in the truth? And John is emphatic about that. Even though his words often are sweet, he is the one who acknowledges that if we're not living this love, we're liars. And he doesn't do that in a condemnatory way. He does it in a way of casting light into the darkness of my heart and saying, look, see, and then return. In fact, better than just return, remain in him, for he remains in you. And the way we know this is that he remains in us from the Spirit that he gave us, John tells us. So these are John's words, or the words of someone from that community who's helping us hear again this challenge in the world we're in. Where am I going and what's going on? Well, remain in the one who remains in you. And let your words and speech not take you over or seem more important than the deeds and the truth that you're doing. It's really quite wonderful. And this was the credibility of Thea Bowen and Bowman. And this is ours, you know, in a time of great pain and suffering between people of different cultures and backgrounds and economic possibilities of being alive in the world together and prejudices that come from many places and maybe rise in your heart right now and certainly do mine at times too. I woke this morning, and then just a while ago when I sat down to take time with you here, I looked out at the bird feeder that I often picture sometime on Instagram and very, very often on Twitter. And there were birds of just like multicolors here. Some beautiful little sparrows that one might think of as drab, but if you look at them closely, their variegated leaves between light brown, dark brown, and white are quite entrancing. And then the lovely yellow birds that are here now, just incredible. And these red birds, rather than giving them other names, I'm naming them by color, and yet their habit and practice is different one from another too sometimes. I mean, it's interesting. So I wouldn't say it is by color they choose differently, but, you know, it might be personality disposition. We're so varied, variegated, various, and wonderfully vined up out of one vine, branching off ourselves and family, friends, and others, and trying to remain at the same time as life moves and we move into life. And that's why we're here right now, I think. To remain, to stay on the path. Are you walking with me? Sister Thea says. Jesus says. And I do to you right now and with you. I have great affection for you. Some of you I know well, and we've talked about listening in here. Talked about listening. The importance of being attentive to the one who loves us. And that's what I'm sensing today as I offer this sort of spacey, hopefully spacious reflection. Children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Let our hearts be filled with God's presence, for those who keep his commandments remain in him and he in them. So the one who calls us, charts us, directs us, walks with us, in us, fills us with, remains in us, in the Spirit. May you experience now the breath of God's life. And in each in our own way, maybe begin to hear that dedication of Sister Thea Bowman, to live until I die. And to live fully. The path, the truth, the walk of love. That we are one. And that where we are broken, we can be one again. That we might be women and men of hope for a new time and a new age. Each of us. People who can bring healing to others. Simply by allowing the pruning of our own lives to bring us to the fullness of life and the vine who grows up in us now. Feel the depth of God's love rising up in you now, my friend, in the springtime of this day. And as the buds begin to come forward, live a daily life that might help you and I continue to bear the fruit that God calls us to. In actions, in loves, in deeds of love and peace and justice for all others. The Lord give you peace.
And I could change the world with my own two hands, make it a better place. With my own two hands, make it a kinder place. With my own two hands, with my own, with my own two hands. Now I could bring peace on earth. With my own two hands, I could clean up the earth. With my